What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to yet another episode of our weekly podcast. We are batting practice. Wow. Flexing the Timberwolves shirt already?
Dude, Wolves are
Who
back.
Who cares about
Wolves
the Wolves
back.
Because the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be your 2024 NBA champs?
Wolves, Bucks, NBA champion.
That would be hot. That would be hot.
That would be cool.
Anyways, we're not talking basketball.
No.
We're talking baseball. It's a weekly occurrence now. I did that on purpose.
I don't like this. I think you need to stop, honestly.
Do you think
I think you just say talking baseball and move on with the show.
Although, if we ever got sued, I think that'd be the greatest thing for the podcast. Like, could you imagine the publicity?
Exactly.
You know what they say? Any publicity, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Exactly.
Just can't get libel. No libel charges here.
Anyways, we got a great one for you tonight. We are diving into reward tiers. We're looking at some players. We're talking, should they be this tier? Should they not? And then we are opening our SoRare replacement reward boxes because SoRare messed up and they have given us the replacements finally. I was getting a little nervous. They said a week and they used like every last minute of the week long timeline. But they're here and we got a bunch of them to open for you. So we're going to see what those give us. We're hoping for some good rewards and maybe some cards. Hopefully this time around there'll be cards because there wasn't any the first go around. So we got a good one. But I talked a lot already. Boys, how are we feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. Yeah. Honestly, I'm tired. I'm tired. That's really all. Yeah. We're good. We had a good long day. Went to the gym and stuff. Walked the dogs. Hi, dog. He's going crazy over there. But now I'm tired. I'm reaping what I sowed right now. So
fair enough.
There we go. So I know how we're obviously feeling good. One of the first question, you know, Josh kind of answered it before. SoRare MLB gave us these boxes because they messed up. The boxes were supposed to include card rewards. Unfortunately, they did not. So no matter how much you lugged, you rubbed your lucky quarter or your lucky rabbit tail or whatever the heck charm you want to use, you are not winning a single card. And what they've done is they've given us all the same number of boxes we won previously. That was they didn't have to do that. That's great that they did. My question to you both, is that enough? Like, they could have done anything to make up for this, you know? Like, there are, you know, if you fly in an airline and they overbook you, they have to give you free flights, a voucher option. That's pretty cool. So there are a whole lot of ways that they could have tried to make it up. They could maybe have given out tickets. You know, do you think was the boxes, is that enough? Or do you guys still want to take the pitchforks out?
No, I'm completely content. I get more boxes. I already opened my boxes. I used my market credit and I got what I wanted. And now I get more boxes.
Yeah, I think
that being said,
sorry, go ahead.
That being said, if I was someone who didn't use the market credit and was, like, say, newer to the game, expecting to get a card, you would see this thing and be like, what the heck? They've already messed up. So that would kind of turn me away. So I would say, as for how many boxes you were owed, maybe they could have given something a little bit more, or depending on where you finished, maybe. But I'm not mad at all. They did good. Like you said, they didn't have to give us anything, but they realized their mistake and they made up for it.
So not 2-for-1 boxes, not juiced boxes.
Nah.
Like, you're okay with just regular. Josh, do I have to strike a harder bargain with you?
I don't need any Capri Sun. I don't need High C. I don't need any of your juice boxes. All I need is just my straight up water from the tap. And that's what I got.
Sparkling water is where it's at.
Well,
though.
I mean, that's what I'm actually drinking right now, too. But
juice box.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, those original boxes still had stuff in them. It wasn't cards.
True.
But it still had market credit in it, like Jacob said, which was still very usable. It is still usable. I don't expect to get a card anyway when I open these boxes that allegedly have cards in them. So I wasn't shocked when I opened the boxes that didn't have cards in them that I didn't get a card, Because that's kind of what I expect every time, because it's such a low percent. So I guess it I wasn't really upset about it in the first place because I got what I expected. And I'm happy to be opening more boxes and trying to get a card now, knowing that that's a possibility. I guess maybe upping the percent of a card in the boxes would have been nice, but I will say
20%, so
this.
10.
When you get kicked off a plane because they overbooked it and you need to or you get a credit, that's very inconvenient for you. These boxes didn't really give me any inconvenience other than having to wait to open them. So not really
And
too
you
upset
didn't
about
even
it.
have to wait to open them. You just didn't have disclosed to
Right,
you
true.
specifically what was in the box, which
True.
was later disclosed to you and repaid.
If I got you a bag of Lay's potato chips and you wanted barbecue flavor, you opened up the bag and they were salt and vinegar flavored. How do you feel about that?
I would still eat them.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't
Black
do
licorice
anything about
flavored.
it.
Black licorice flavored.
Okay, well, that lawsuit for sure.
What on
Okay, there
earth?
we go. All right, now
Okay,
we're talking.
okay. I've thought about this, and we often compare So Rare, at least the collectability of So Rare, to real life baseball
Okay.
cards. For example, you can buy a box of baseball cards that says guaranteed one autograph per box, small parentheses or small asterisk on average. So a lot of times
Whoa.
these boxes that guarantee you an autograph don't have one. And what do you do about it? Nothing. You just get upset and you move on. So, and Panini and Topps are not sending you another box because this one didn't have an autograph in it. You're just kind of SOL. Whereas So Rare replaced the boxes for you. So if you want to
No.
compare it that way.
Okay. I think that's a comparison in bad faith. Because there are also boxes in real life that guarantee you these things, and it doesn't say on average. And in those boxes, Topps and Panini and other trading card companies have been known to mess this up and only put
Ooh.
lower amount of hits in these boxes than they were supposed to get. Now, if you want
Ooh.
to complain about the on average thing, you can, but it says it right on the box. So, yeah, it's fine print, but so is everything that you don't want to see. So, if you bought a box of something for $100 and it said guaranteed one autograph and it didn't have
Ooh.
it, that is something that you would want to be repaid for. And I think there are multiple ways they repay you in that sometimes they will send you like a new box. And there you go. That's a one for one. Would you accept that? Absolutely. I've got to keep all of my base cards and inserts and stuff. From that first box, I just didn't happen to get an autograph, but now I get to open more packs with a chance of getting something better. Absolutely. That's how I would compare it. I wouldn't compare it to those on average sort of things. In this case, they had a lineup of stuff that they said you were guaranteed a chance. You were guaranteed a chance at winning a card, and you weren't. But they said you were. And because of that guarantee, they repaid exactly what was given out, but with that guaranteed chance. So essentially, it's more than you had in that first place. Just like with trading cards. Plus, you get to keep what you got before.
All right, well, shall we open some boxes or take a look at what we
I
could
think we
win in those
gotta take a
boxes?
look at what we get first and save the opening for last. Gotta
Okay,
save the
well,
best part for last. Gotta keep the people hooked.
guys, I have a confession. So I
You
opened up the
confess.
Sora app today and I haven't defaulted to football. And I saw I had four boxes and I thought it was for football that my rewards were delivered early. Because I looked earlier for baseball and on the website, it told me I had 11 boxes to open. So I was like, oh, four, that's a different number. These are football boxes. And of course, the boxes are not labeled. There's no label on these at all. It's just a So Rare. And I opened it up and I got a card.
Whoa, you got
And
a baseball card?
I was like, well, I didn't know. It was the back of a card. I was like, I want a card.
Oh.
This is great. I was like, I want a football card. And I click it to make it turn around, and it was a baseball card. So I have already
gosh.
won one card from
Heyo.
my boxes. I have
All right.
10 to go. I
Okay.
probably won't win a single card with the other boxes. Of
Yeah,
course, I
right.
do the one off camera. But I won an Evan Phillips from
Oh,
Los
Dodgers.
Angeles
Dodgers, yeah. Not bad.
Dodgers.
Guaranteed
So
postseason.
I have that card.
true. He sells for not $10? Wait, what?
What?
Wait,
Or you can
what?
sell it. I mean, he's a Dodger. He's a Dodger that
Wow.
plays.
It's got to be for the collection. It's got to
Yeah.
be for collections. Wow, that's
But he's a
remarkable.
Dodger that plays, yeah.
That's
Nice.
sick. Yeah, that's a dub. I don't think I'm not gonna top
Yeah, right.
that now.
Let's see. All right, let's get will we beat a $10 card? And so we have exactly 20 boxes.
Ooh, that's fun. That's
I
fun.
know I have some rare ones mixed in too. I don't know about you, Andrew.
Ooh, nope. All limited.
Or Nosh.
I haven't looked yet. I don't know
Okay.
what.
I know I have at least one rare one, but we will
Ooh.
see. But should we look at what we can get? Or should we first hear? Do you want me to share?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first, don't forget it. We might not have a ride or fade this week, but I did not forget that we're doing a so rare MLB player of the week.
Ooh.
And we have a player who necessarily didn't like playing for his team, or so he thought a few years ago, and has since turned it around. And not only did he do that, but I played him, and I think I won a reward box with his card. So I am
Whoa.
talking about, for your so rare player of the week, number 4, Philadelphia Phillies Alec Bohm, who decided
Oh,
again, just
okay.
like last week with Kyle Tucker, Alec Bohm this week in his first game of the week against your MLB favorites to win the championship this year, White Sox. Alec Bohm put up two home runs in his first game, for a total of 20
Dang.
points. Gotta love that. Put up a total of 44 points in his first game against the White Sox. So, hey,
Sheesh.
maybe you don't need to necessarily play that best player on your team. You just need to play who's playing the White Sox, because the next 2 days, he managed to put up 13 and 12 for a total of 72 points. Alec Bohm, your
Wow.
Philadelphia player, third baseman, player of the
Wow.
week.
Shout out.
And yeah, Alec Bohm. So 72
That's
points.
sick.
Another one, his average is only 8 points per game. So his average per game week,
Still
about
pretty high.
20, 24. Yeah. So putting up a 72, you love to see that. I have
That's
his card
crazy.
from last season, or from the OG season, actually.
Ooh, first season
Yeah.
edition. Nice.
So
That's sick.
72 points. He won me a reward box in Limited National League last week.
Wow.
Let's
Sweet. go. That's one of the ones we're opening.
Yeah.
So, John, if you're listening, please restore the top players from a game week. I loved looking at that, and there's absolutely no way where I can find that, or I haven't found it, but
Andrew,
I loved that feature.
I know you talk to John a lot through this podcast. Maybe you should just
Yeah.
tweet him
Yeah, that's true. But
instead of vicariously talking.
this is how I communicate to John. He's in. John's not a real person, Jacob. You know that,
Oh,
right?
he's AI. He's ChatGPT.
Yeah. He's Nicholas's. That's So Rare's bot that they built. You really think a real human could endure that much hate?
Jeez. Well, speaking of hate, let's go hate on some reward tiers.
Ooh,
Oh,
let's do it.
or love on some. There's Yeah,
some good ones in
or
there.
love.
It's probably a love-hate situation.
So look at this. I just got a shout out.
I played Rhys Hoskins this week too.
No, I
Hey.
got a shout out my champion team. Two
Woo!
top 75, I guess we could say. Two top 100 finishes in a row. Last week, 20, what,
Dang.
23rd. This week, 74. Freddy Peralta, man, 31. Piamps had
Oh,
two
soldier's rare.
saves. Look at just a not a score under 24 points. You love to see it. You love to see it. I only won $5 this week, not 50. But anyways, so Andrew was explaining this before we started recording, but in order to get to the reward tiers that you can view, it's kind of hard to see
Oh, wait,
because
that's a totally better way to do it. Whoa.
if you click, okay, there we go. Yeah. So if you, there's no way to see it from this home screen, I believe.
Yeah,
But
you have
if
to,
you
it's a
click
couple clicks.
on reward pool, so this top right, and then you can click on whatever tier that you see on this screen, for example, in the minors, you can win 35 limited cards, 100% of people win common cards. But just click on this, 15 people or 15 people and 20 people win tier threes and tier fours respectively. So I'll just click on one, and there we go. It takes us right to the limited page for tiers. Now, I don't know why there is a rarity selection on the tier page here because all of the tiers are the same. You see Abner Uribe here in the top left, and then I'll go down to limited, and he's still here in the top left, and so on and so. Oh no, he's not.
Oh no, he's there,
Uh-oh.
but it
He's
changed some updated, some updated.
something's different.
Yeah.
We
Maybe
just
it's just
don't
sorted
know.
alphabetically.
Wait a
Oh, still
second.
sorted. Maybe it
So
is a little bit
Aaron
different.
Nola is a rare tier three, but a limited tier two. We just discovered something that I didn't know existed in the game.
Whoa.
Huh.
So I know they're ever changing, and I know it's based off of it must be last sold, yeah? Because that's the
Believe
only
so.
way that Nola could switch tiers. I don't think it would make sense to switch tiers based off his score because his rare card is scoring the same amount of points, base points, that his limited card would be. So there we go. So it's definitely based off of last sold, but you can see how, in fact, let's just go and see. Let's go and see what Nola's last was sold for.
I'm gonna guess. Oh wow. 90.
What are you gonna guess?
Oh, for his limited? Well, I'll guess
Limited.
$22.48. Close.
22.75 90. So he's a $20 card.
Okay.
Now, his rare tier three
Wow.
is a 70.
Wow.
Oh, interesting.
See, that instant
Maybe like a
buy is gonna
60.
skew.
Yeah.
That's why it's weird. Okay, so I think I don't, maybe I've missed this along the way somewhere, but we're kind of guessing that the tiers are based on last sold price.
Let me see if I can do some research while we're
All
discussing
right. But
that. So,
it seems like it would make more
yes.
sense to me if it was an average, like a 3 day or 5 day average, because you get someone doing an instant buy. That's $15 more than what his last sold was in auction. So how does that skew his tier? That could change it drastically from a tier two to a tier one. If he's last sold is $80 compared to 55,
Maybe it's just auction price then.
maybe it's just auction price. That's also a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways,
Anyway,
here
yeah.
we go. Limited tier ones. Should we just stick with limited for the point of this episode? I feel like that's the best
So
way to go about here
I
and
got an
analyze
update.
tier by
Yeah,
tier. Yeah.
limited I think will be the most accurate since
Yeah.
there's just the
And the most
most
relevant
sales.
to listeners too.
Yes. But tiers are determined algorithmically. They got a
So
proprietary
there's
black
makes
box
sense.
algorithm and they have numerous data points and it's driven by the team, not necess but I think the team can override the algorithm as they see. So,
Okay. Interesting.
tier one.
I'd like a
So
refund for my Yuri
there's two
Perez.
players that
Yeah.
immediately stick out to me in a tier one. And one of them is right here, bottom right. So
Yeah,
Nash,
baby.
what did you buy your Trout at? Was it a new season card or no?
It was a new season
It's
card,
a new
yes.
season Trout. What did you buy him for?
I think 44, 43.
Holy.
He is now $75 and a tier one.
Yes,
Mike
sir.
Trout.
Yep.
Wow. That is incredible. So there we go. Like I said, that one stuck out to me. The other one, for a different reason, Jackson Holliday, in his first 30 at bats, he has one hit and I believe 16 strikeouts. I could be
Look at all
wrong
those
about the strikeout
negatives.
numbers. I could be
Yeah,
wrong
that's a
about the
lot of
strikeout
negatives.
numbers, but the fact that he is still a tier one is solely price based because he's selling for about the same as Trout is actually. But look at 6 days ago,
That his
his
one of?
card is one
Yep,
of.
was one
Okay,
of. Yep.
so that's oh, this is his jersey match. Wait, no, it's not.
Oh. Wait, what? That's weird.
Why is the seven lit
I think
up?
it is his jersey match, but that picture is from spring training.
Oh, does he have a different jersey? Wow.
I think his current number is seven. Well, I can confirm that, but
Jackson Holliday's current number, if this loads, he is batting .033. There's a
yep,
zero.
because he has
He's
one
number
hit.
seven.
That's
He's number
one
seven.
divided
Yep.
by 30.
Yep. Usually
Okay,
want to go one for three.
talk about a unique card, a jersey match where the jersey number literally does not match the actual picture.
Yeah, right.
That's
There you
pretty cool.
go.
Maybe he's got to get back to 87. Maybe that's why he just can't be seven.
It's true.
Here's
Interesting.
another player that
Yamamoto
sticks
as
out
a
to me.
tier one. That's got to be one of the lower, maybe
Yeah.
not, just because of collectability factor.
He's a
Yeah, I think
rookie.
there's
He's a
with both.
Dodger, but he has not had a great start to his MLB career, both spring training and MLB season wise.
The hard
So.
thing too is that there's just not that much supply of those as well. Like all the players except those two
Right.
have supply. And
Same with
Soto maybe is
Langford.
a little bit different. Oh
Look at
yeah,
Langford's
Langford.
numbers are actually
Yeah,
solid.
he's been solid. Okay, so from my understanding as well, your position in within a tier is it matters. Like
Yes.
first place is getting a better tier one than
Yes.
15th or whatever place. Because
Yes.
if I'm looking at this list, Ronald Acuña, Shohei Ohtani, Matt Olson, Freddie Freeman, Tatis, like those guys are to me in almost like a not a tier one,
Tier
but a tier
zero.
zero.
Yep.
Correct. And then you look at someone like Yamamoto, who's going to sell for a decent amount because he's a rookie on the Dodgers, not as usable. And to me, not really a tier. I wouldn't be terribly happy with Yamamoto as my reward as a
You're gonna
tier
open him in the
one.
box.
Yeah.
I would be
As a
happy with
tier
him in the
one.
box.
But if you finish like fourth place.
I guess it
True.
depends, yeah.
So
I
I
mean,
don't know. Do
even,
you
yeah.
okay, so since we're talking about tiers, do you think they need a tier zero like soccer kind of has, or like a star tier?
Or like a podium tier almost. Like the top three get, but then that takes away the I guess randomness of opening rewards. If you're guaranteed one of the top couple players, you're happy about it. But then you kind of know what you're getting, I guess. Which
Yeah.
some people might like and other people might be mad about.
Well, okay, let's go back to last year then. You guys both won first place in your own respective competitions. Were you happy with your reward?
I was happy with my first place reward. I was not happy with my third place reward.
I did win Tatis from finishing first, so that
Okay.
was a pretty
So
big win.
Tatis is still a tier one, and then
Yep.
Jose Ramirez is
Also
also a
tier
tier
one.
one. So they've maintained their tier one status over a year,
What tier is
which
Yuri
is
Perez?
Eury Pérez is not going to be on this list because he's injured right now.
And he
Know.
sucks. No, he doesn't suck. I shouldn't say
Oh,
that.
he doesn't,
he
is the
just he
thing.
hasn't pitched.
Yeah.
He just his
He
literally has not pitched. Since I won that card, I think I've used it like twice, maybe.
Josh is cursed.
Am
Wait,
cursed.
Josh is responsible for all the pitching injuries. This is
Which
it. We're
is
going full circle.
interesting because I think I from what I remember, he was hurt when I won him. Which I thought wasn't a thing.
No,
And then he got hurt again.
he wasn't hurt when you won him. He was brought down like the next
Oh yeah, he got sent down to the
hole. Yeah.
minors. That's right. God, that's so stupid.
So
oh
just
man,
that's
unlucky.
awesome.
It's
That's
it is
awesome
very
for the Yuri
unfortunate.
Perez buyers and winners. It
Tiny
is
violin.
unfortunate.
Tiny
Buy now.
violin.
Buy now because this is the cheapest you'll ever get him. When he's a Hall of Famer. Vlasenko has been really good.
So
I'd
I
probably
would say
rather
the
have Vlasenko
lowest
than
of the
Yamamoto.
low tier one card is selling for about $45.
What does Corey Seager currently sell for?
Wow, look at
Wow,
that.
$40 at auction.
Someone
That's a
got a
good,
steal.
good price.
And if you some market credits.
Corey Seager's who's having an off season so far, I would
Right. That's
say.
the only reason why I was thinking he might be lower, just because he's had a
But it's
rougher
just the
start.
beginning of Oak.
46, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good value buy.
Wow.
Still, 50, 40, $50.
Seager, good value, but yeah, so I would
I
say
would love a
Seager might be
Seager.
looking towards the tier two category.
Yeah,
He might be
pretty
falling down,
soon.
but we'll who
Yeah.
knows about algorithmically
Black box.
who's gonna get that. But I mean, look at his rare. So I wonder what the Corey Seager rare tier is, and then I'll stop with the like because his rare card sells for. I guess I didn't need to go and do that all
Oh
backwards
my,
like that. But
$300.
yeah,
Holy
so
cow, that's a big, big
220
discrepancy.
ish. And that's maybe 5.5 times what his limited card sells for. Think
Wow, that's a
about who was it?
lot.
Was it Yamamoto or Glasnow, whose limited sold for 25 and his rare sold
Yeah.
for 35? Who are we looking at? Oh, Zach Wheeler.
That
Zach
was
Wheeler.
Wheeler, Mr.
Yes.
Wheeler. Yep.
Which is only about 3 times as much. So those hitting those players with the hitting positions, yeah, absolutely. Adolis Garcia, his teammate, who is going off. Of course, I have his rare cards still, but it's going to be look at that. He costs less than
Wow.
Seager does,
Wow. Oh.
but he's gone
Cool.
way up. So, anyways, there we are. So let's look at some tier twos. And I think
Yeah.
maybe like tier fives is gonna be a million, yeah. So we don't need to really do tier fives, tier
Chris
fours. There's gonna be a
Flexen. Chris
million.
Flexen.
Chris Flexen's a tier five,
He is. I saw
yeah.
him.
But
There he is, right in the middle.
Chris Flexen reliever card is a tier one.
True.
Abner Uribe, tier three. But yeah,
Huh?
we will stick to tier ones and twos, I would say for now,
Bryce Terang, tier three.
because the rest of the tiers are
Davis.
gonna be flooded with players. So here we go. We already determined that Nola, with his tier discrimination between rarities, was an interesting player. But anyone else catch your eye here? I feel like
Phillips is a tier two. I pulled a
this is
tier two from a
insane.
box.
This is
Wow.
crazy. Volpe, hot buy, $41, the same price as a Yamamoto tier one. Andrew, Evan
Wow.
Phillips.
Holy sh. What? The
Wait,
player
one,
that
he's
you
a tier
want?
two?
I pulled a tier two from a box?
Wait, wait, wait.
What?
Why
You
is
could have
Evan
pulled
Phillips a
any
tier
of
two?
these players
He's
and you have pulled this
$12.
one? Okay,
Yeah.
well, how much is like a Gurriel?
Yeah,
Wow,
I got
$23
robbed. I got
bucks.
robbed.
Wow, there's a huge discrepancy in
So
tier two.
I would
Yeah.
say Volpe, with the season he's having and the. Is he a rookie card this year? Did he get rookie card last year?
It
Okay,
was
he got rookie card
last
last
year,
year. So his card won't count as much for a collection, but still, him just being young and playing for the Yankees is going to have the extra bonus.
he's having a
So
good
him
season
selling for a
too.
little bit more makes sense, but he's really approaching tier one. Same with Adley. I feel like Adley's got to be selling for at least like
Oh, I won.
$25
I want.
bucks.
That's what I also won
No,
last year.
he's
Wow.
only selling
Wow.
for
Value
okay.
buy.
So I feel
It's because
like
he's a
okay, Volpe
catcher.
might
He's a
be.
catcher.
Yeah,
All right, what's
Volpe's like way.
Bellinger? What's Bellinger?
Bellinger's having a bad season so far, so
He's
he's
always
gotta be
bad.
like
There's no way he's more than $10.
What?
but he's a cub. He's a
$40?
cub.
Okay.
What?
Still crazy.
What? What?
So I'd say tier two probably has the most discrepancy between prices here, huh?
Did I win
Like
the worst
Imanaga's
tier
gotta be
two?
selling for 30, $40. Yeah. Like rookie
Rookie
who's had a
cub.
great season so far. Yeah. Wow. So how do we feel about tier twos? Because it looks like there's, in terms of pricing, there's like a $30 difference between the low and high end of cards that you can win. O'Neal Cruz. That's
Which
pretty
is,
good.
I guess now that I'm thinking about it, that's probably relatively consistent with tier one. The cheapest tier one was what, probably $40 or so, but the most expensive tier one is going to be, Ohtani is probably 100, what, $50 now. So
It's
like
200.
there's
Thought it was
so
two.
there is a big discrepancy between, that's where I'm saying that tier zero compared to like the $50 tier one, that's a big difference.
Look at Scooble selling for.
Wow. Jeez.
That's crazy
So
for a pitcher.
the thing is, do we know how long it takes for them to update the tier system? Andrew, during your research.
I swear I saw it when I looked this morning that it was different than what it is now.
Okay, so it might be on the
Is
weekly.
it
Oh,
per game
player
week?
tiers will be published prior to the beginning of game week. Oh, okay. Game week one. That didn't answer my question of how
Okay.
often it's updated.
It might. Wow. If it's every game week, that'd be crazy.
Oops. So either way, tier two is very interesting. So I would say if you are a position or two out from winning a first, or sorry, a tier one, feels bad because there is a huge drop off. Now,
Oh, yeah.
that being said, they are still great players for your team. Like, I would be happy. Pretend prices weren't involved. Is there a player on this list that you would not be happy with?
Cody,
Bregman?
Bellinger, Bregman,
Like,
Ian Happ.
does Ha-Seong Kim do enough to qualify for a tier two? Does Giancarlo Stanton do enough to qualify for a tier two
Yeah,
nowadays?
Stanton. Probably
Ian
not.
Happ has had some solid seasons in the past, but
Nolan Arenado?
yeah.
I don't know, man. Some of these names. I feel like I'm okay getting a guy that isn't as usable if they're young. But
Yep.
you look at guys like Stanton, like Bellinger, even Happ, they're getting older and they're becoming less usable. Oh, he's hurt too.
Yeah, Haps. I wouldn't say less usable. That's a little bit
Not
much.
not
I would say
they're just
30
not
isn't old,
producing.
but like, yeah, they're not, that's a better way to describe it, in that they're not producing as much as you would expect. Like for example, Cedric Mullins is a tier three. Bryson Stott is a tier three. Christian Walker is a tier three.
Wow, Christian Walker,
Yeah.
Ryan
Jeez, David
Reynolds,
Bednar.
Kirby.
Interesting.
Luis
So these
Arraez,
are all
wow.
players that you would think, how about like a rookie that you would think would, oh, he's not that cheap or not that expensive. But these are players that you would think would maybe sell for a bit more, but they don't. So maybe the tier three has some, like, if it updates consistently, some good buys,
Oh,
some good
yeah.
budget buys, or maybe like the lower end of tier two, because like there are some players on this list. I'm like, wow, I can't believe that player only sells for that much. Sal Frelick, tier three. Riley
Sander?
Green. Ronel Blanco,
Sander.
Andrew, is your guy.
I
Wow.
know. Reese even. Homer today.
So I guess
Interesting.
before we move on to opening our boxes, are we happy with the tier system and how it updates? And I know that not every card you're going to win within a tier is going to be exactly the same, but do you think that discrepancy, do you think tier two kind of needs that drop off almost? Like, because I don't know. Tier ones should be a little bit more than tier twos. When there's a couple of tier twos that are a little bit, I would say too low or too high, I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. They would be too high in terms of their tier, so they should be a tier three instead, but would actually be lower number. I don't know what I'm trying to say. You guys know what I'm trying to say here, but it makes sense to me if they would change it up very frequently, I guess, is at the end of the day, because if not, there are players that are definitely different. Definitely different. I wouldn't compare, say, let's see, in the tier two category, a Volpe to a Bellinger. Let's use two players that we used. I wouldn't compare them fantasy wise, especially right now, and with other factors being like the Yankees versus the Cubs versus it being a younger player versus it being more util versus he's hitting 300 this year. So I don't know. I'm okay with it, but I think there could be some changes to it. But I'm not one to like make any of those changes is the thing. So that's what I think about it.
Yeah, I guess I mean, if one thing were to change, maybe a little bit more transparency as to what this algorithm looks like and then how often it's updated. Just looking at limited all-star, you're looking at needing a top 35 finish to get a tier two. If you're in 35th place, that tier two very well could be
bullpen.
But not even. It would be one of the lower end tier twos Bellinger. Where you're getting $10, $15, which is okay. But
Evan Phillips.
Top 35 out of 2,500 people is not an easy task. So maybe a shift in the tiers where some of those lower tier ones are just high end tier twos, and that helps shift all the middle tier twos down to a lower tier two. Again, it's a per competition basis, but I think it makes sense. Just a little bit more transparency as to how it all kind of calculates.
Yeah, I think to me the only thing the tier thing matters for is if I'm trying to, or there's two numbers I look at a card: how much it sells for and what the average or what how much this player can score for me. 99% of the time I'm not looking to sell, I'm looking to see how much the player scores. So I'm all about the guys rather than in the tier list. Like who is an under, who can overperform their tier from a SO5, SO7 perspective. That's really what I'm looking for. But obviously if I'm looking to sell, then of course I'd rather have the player be as high as possible. You'll probably see that with the big name teams with big name players like Volpe and Bellinger, who get a lot more attention than, you know, Sal Frelick or anyone, Bryce Terang on the Brewers, who's having a great start to the year. You know, those are like, I think overvalued players will probably be found on those big rosters with kind of lots of eyes on them. Whereas, you know, you can probably find a steal on some, you know, up and coming team players on some overlooked teams.
Yeah. Well, without further ado, I think we've talked.
I'm so excited.
Let's see some. Let's see
I'm
some.
I'm so excited. Cards.
We got to open up some boxes. Let's have a big rewards opening.
Let's do
Nosh,
it.
I think we should go in golf rules in that whoever got the best score gets to go one, or sorry, whoever got, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. You know, like if you get the best score on a hole in golf, you get to pick when you drive on the next hole.
Okay, sure.
Be like Andrew, you, since you got the best score, you should get to go last.
All right, fair.
And so then we I'll can go, first. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just go in order how many boxes that we have.
Okay, let's have some prediction games. So right. We have 20 boxes. How many cards are we going to win in total across all of us?
So if it's a 10% chance.
10% chance.
In theory, we win two cards.
Yep. Think we would double it.
Say,
juice boxes.
Three.
I'm feeling good.
Three.
We're going apple juice, man.
Do we win a tier two or better?
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa.
This has turned into a game of
okay,
FIFA.
Okay, how about this? Not tier two. We win a card that's worth $15 or more.
Wow.
Whoa.
So a tier two, but also a solid tier two. Okay.
Andrew's already won a tier two.
Well, Andrew. Or yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess. But not $15. I was going to say it wouldn't count.
Nope.
All right, Nosh. Let's see it. Whoa.
Oh, show us your text. Show
Exposed.
Us your text.
I always do that.
Yep. People are going to pause it and read all your texts.
I don't even know what boxes these are.
Oh, it's a rare box.
Oh, you have
it's
a rare
box.
Okay.
Definitely.
Limited.
Rare. Whoa.
I gotta do the limited
this is
first.
Bad for the prediction, though, right? Because it's.
No, it's.
Does,
it's
I guess
the,
it doesn't
it's
matter.
The same odds.
It's the same. Okay. Should I do limited or rare first?
Gotta do limited first.
Andrew, two or three?
Three.
All right, starting it off with market credit.
Market credits.
Send it as soon as you go. Send it. Otherwise, it's gonna take forever.
I'm just gonna leave the rares for last.
Heck yeah! Dang it! All right.
Okay. By the way, before you open it, I was wrong. rares are 5 and 15%.
Okay.
So rares are less of a chance.
All right, Nosh. Aww. You're 0-3. Oh, he's over. Oh no, my prediction's going bad. Okay, you have a lot
There's
of
no
market credit,
cards.
Though.
There's no cards.
There's no Oh, do you need replacement boxes for your replacement
I
boxes?
do. Over under up to $65. Jesus.
All right, I'm changing my prediction to 2.
No, you can't.
Six boxes.
I'm changing
you're gonna
mine
get,
to 0.
You're gonna get all 6. You're gonna get all 6.
All
All
right.
6 cards.
1, 1, 2, 2, 3. I have 3 limiteds
Wow,
and
even.
3 rares.
There we go. Right. Even Steven.
Oops. And there they go.
Oh.
All right.
Open them.
Limited. First one. Remember, I did win a Nick Madrigal
Card.
Last week.
Card.
Nope.
Oh.
10 bucks.
Wow,
ten
that
bucks,
one was
though.
That one was as good as your rare one.
Jeez. Oh.
All right, we're both at 0-6.
It's not good.
Oh no,
oh,
we're
oh
0-6. All right,
God.
Andrew, this
to...
you jinxed us all by opening one single box that won a card, and now we're not going to get one. Now I only have rares left.
Off camera too.
All right,
come on, card,
nope.
Please.
How much
Jeez.
Was it? For?
I believe.
Nope. Last one. Are the replacement boxes fake?
Come on.
Oh,
They are.
I have so much market credit now. It's great. Okay, real
quick.
Oh,
my God.
How Let's much just go to the market.
Buy the whole thing.
Let's go to the market. Who's on auction? Let's see. I have a better idea.
Oh, Andres Jimenez?
Wade Miley?
Oh.
He got hurt.
Just got added to the IL today. Go for the Jersey Mint. Be that top collector.
Where's Jersey Mint? Oh,
right there.
Is the Jersey Mint.
Jeez.
Bang. Look at that. Conversion credit cannot be used?
What?
Oh, look at that ETH wallet. Woo!
Wow. They just
I didn't even use it.
Can't even use it.
All right.
Fake
well, should
boxes.
I should I open up mine?
Oh. All right, Andrew, it's time to open yours. And Sora needs
all
to
right.
figure out its bonus.
You're our
problem.
Last hope.
You are our hope. Come on. Wait, I said 4
well,
cards because I believed.
What? You did
now
not
I don't
see.
Believe.
Yeah. So I won.
Okay,
I won this earlier. So I'm going to rub Eben Phillips's chest. For good luck.
For good luck.
Oh,
and yeah. then gonna open it up. 10. All right. And they're all limited. What?
Whoa.
That should work.
0.
You have too
you
many
think I'm
boxes.
Gonna go over to I would deserve it. Okay. See the thing is you guys were clicked to, you have to click on box directly. It's good luck. It's good luck.
It's frozen?
Oh, it's
that
a
one
crack.
That one tricked me. Froze
it did.
Really,
like extra pause.
That's how you know it's a card.
I thought
right
that
away.
Was it. I thought
right
that was
away.
It.
Right away.
All right. Box 3 for Andrew.
Oh, my
Credits.
Gosh. Oh, for
this
20.
One's. This one looks special, dude.
It does. Whoa.
Oh!
Whoa. I get to meet Julio. Whoa.
Oh!
What the
yes.
Fuck? What the fuck?
Wait, so do they.
Oh!
Whoa. Max Fried.
Is that more than
does he
15
sell
bucks?
For $15?
Oh no, it's gonna be really close.
Wait, so they have a tell. The boxes have a tell. If
or
you
was
want
that,
that one was glowing more.
Was that a
Is
champion
that a,
box? Was that a champion box?
Oh, maybe
so better percent?
20%.
Oh,
that'd be
well,
a huge.
Okay, hold on. I'd say keep opening and then we can check Fried
yeah,
afterward.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
this
this
one
one's
doesn't
not
look as
special.
Cool. Yep.
Oh, he's got 2 for 2.
What?
Oh. Oh, my God.
T1.
It's a T1.
Holy
it's
shit.
A T1. What?
Let's go.
What?
Let's go.
Wait, I was right.
All right. Let's keep it going.
That was great. This is going to make for some good content editing this week. Okay, so for the listeners, Andrew's now gotten in back-to-back boxes. He's gotten a couple credits, but he got Tyler Glass now.
And Max Fried.
Max Fried, two pitchers, Woo! But two top tier. I mean, literally a tier one pitcher and a tier two, I believe.
Jeez.
Dang.
Man, the back-to-back was killer. Oh, this one looks this more special.
This is a this special one's one.
Dude, it's this juice. Is Ohtani.
Come on, juice no. box, apple juice. No.
Shohei.
Oh, no. It's no, don't do
Shohei
it.
Shohei Ohtani.
Okay.
All right.
I think Clay Holmes is like a tier four or tier five, honestly.
I'd say not the
oh, best is that one, it? But... All right. That was fun. We got three cards, and they were all Andrew.
I said, I said three. Four. I said three and a tier two. That was $15 or more.
In both were higher.
Wow. Well,
or no, you got three right, but Tyler Fried, yes.
Fried's last Glass sale. Again. Fried's okay, last so sale Fried... was 13.
Oh, wow. So close.
And Glasnow's is like $45.
What?
Holy shit.
What? What? You spent $65 worth of cards.
Wow. Well, wait,
Clay, what is Clay Holmes selling for? A couple bucks, probably.
A couple bucks. Yankee? Just throw the cherry Yankee. On top.
Yankee
what?
Boost?
What?
What? What? What?
His average is 13.
Why is he so expensive?
He's the closer.
Yeah, but
he's the closer.
But he's average. He's a but there are so many closers you can get, and you can get so many relief pitchers also with maybe a little bit less of an average.
He's a Yankee. He's a Yankee. Wow.
Wait, he has eight saves this season.
I forgot that he was
eight saves this season.
I forgot that he was a closer.
He has eight saves this season.
Well,
I thought Clay Holmes would be like a tier four, dude.
Wait, but, so you won? You got four out of 11 boxes.
Three. And they were all like tier two or better.
Oh, Phillips.
Four. Yeah.
Four out of 11 boxes.
Four tier twos or better. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Wow. Wow. I should not go and buy a lottery ticket.
Dude, you know what they say? The rich get richer, man. Us sperm whales are opening market credit.
Whaler.
Yep.
I think we got to just end on that. That was so fun. I don't even think we need a fun section at the end.
Do you want a fun section? Cherry on top? Max Fried is going to get given away to one of our lucky listeners.
Whoa.
Yep.
Max Fried and Christian Yelich? I think we do.
But
the problem is I announced Christian Yelich doing a giveaway, and then he literally got placed on the IL the next day. So
I also
feel
have
like...
three Merrills. I don't need three.
I mean, you already committed to saying Fried. So I
feel
like...
Yeah, Fried for sure. Fried for sure. You do. I was going to say, we could do a bonus Merrill Kelly. If we get a lot of entrants, I'll throw in a Merrill Kelly too.
Okay. So we can spend... the next day brainstorming how to give away Fried. Maybe tweet us a picture of your favorite fried Fried food.
Ooh, yes. I like that. Wait, fried food tier list.
Fried food tier list?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Gosh.
How about
four
that?
Four out of 11
That's
boxes.
Crazy.
That's crazy. But then Jake and I were 0 for 10.
0 for 10.
Damn.
So, like, that's what blows my mind is that neither of us got one. And
that's
the fact that yours
was not fair.
Like, I opened one last week and got a card, and it was a tier five.
That's what it should be.
Yeah. Like, the odds that you just had were have to be like one in like 10,000 plus to get
insane.
What you just got.
Insane.
It's pretty crazy.
So. Hey, in other news, I won a rare Gary Sanchez.
Oh, wait. Milwaukee Brewer.
Wait a second. I have a bonus pack opening.
Oh. A real one? A fungible?
No. Oh, I haven't done one of those in a while either.
Well, we got to get one of those on stream.
No. We managed through podcast legend... Jonas Valanciunas.
Oh, Oh.
And other players as well last week. He finished 175th in NBA
Holy
for the first
shit.
Round of playoffs.
Dang,
and only
let's
that's
go.
Only with a four from Bucks
Cameron.
Legend Cameron Payne. 48 from Val, 33 from Kuminga, 32
Jeez,
from Nance, and
White
76
Sixers.
From Kobe White went off for the
oh
Bulls.
My
RIP
God.
Bulls. They put up a good fight in the playoffs. We didn't talk any basketball this episode. So here we go. Tier three.
Whoa.
Bulls.
Oh, it's a Bulls.
Oh,
DeMar.
All right. All right. There we go. DeMar DeRozan, 728. Wow, they almost hit that mint.
Jeez.
All right.
I have that
bonus
same card.
Bonus pack opening there. DeMar DeRozan,
Bulls.
Sir NBA.
Celtics, boo. Drew?
Al Horford.
Ow.
I've got
oh,
two
Al Horford.
Really old. The combined age of my two players that I just got is like almost 100.
Still younger
same
than Joe Biden.
Same score as Kobe White.
But, all right, Nosh.
Wow. Insane.
Oh, man.
Well, there you have it.
I'm in shock.
What a way to end it. Andrew coming in clutch there with the packs. Be on the lookout on Twitter for the giveaway. It'll be up soon. If you want to win that Max Fried Limited that we got out of a reward box. So be on the lookout for that. Don't forget to check out the other socials. Go subscribe to the YouTube. Leave a rating wherever you are listening to our podcast. We'll see you next week. Until then, as always, you just attended batting practice. Now you're ready to get in the game.